Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are the one who is the one.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
We'll
come back from the service we've passed through. Let me hope we've all been done well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we want to be moving on with the light of the Word of God. You can move on, greet your brethren, and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And tell them scriptures which speak of that. That you tell them that their faith does not appear in the wisdom of men, but in what is taught by the Spirit. Have you given them scriptures? Which scriptures have they given you? Let them add you others. You tell them it's not enough. They add you others.
Tell them,
those are not enough, you add me. Let them add you. They add you scriptures. Let them gather at least all they have learned so far.
Yes, you have to win you. Hallelujah.
Are we back? How many scriptures have they given you? But since they have studied here, they have gotten only two scriptures. Everyone speak to the brethren a scripture. Scriptures. Only two. One day we are going to come and that's what we've come for. How do you see that?
We
come with and we get people give us scriptures. And
they
are meaning like 10 to 30. One by one. That day would be very interesting. And there's no answering scriptures of another. When you come, you give us yours and their meaning. Someone said that day I will not come. You will not know that day.
And you
love most to come on that day.
Tear
up your soul for fellowship. Even angels will chase you. Go for fellowship.
You
arrive here. Scriptures, most the people do not minister most. Those who minister, you shall
live
them. Every day they give us. Who doesn't minister here?
Teach us
at least 5 and they hold their meaning. Then they follow each other.
Me too, I begin to post.
That their people go teachers have stood before them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Brethren, to prepare for that day, it is coming.
It
has come, either we come ask him, where were you before the world was created? And they answer.
Psalm 19
and the verse 1. Where were you chosen from before the earth existed? Ephesians 1 chapter, verse chapter 1, 3. The tests are coming. You are a church which is written where? How come you don't answer? Where is your home country? Your brethren are ones who have written where? What about others of the world who never saw sin? What can they teach you? Me, I want scriptures to answer them. You have to speak Job this and this verse. If you answer wrongly, we wonder. That would be very interesting.
Someone
said, that day I'll tell you what will happen. You will be coming.
You will
be the thirsty of coming. Even the dream you will do. So you have taken long to come for gathering. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Thank God who teach us the prophets. As he told us in Isaiah,
chapter 8,
verse
17,
say, I'm going to teach you how to profit. He shows you the way you have to take
it.
Thank him, God the Almighty.
Even
today, he's going to move on teach us. Answers the other question.
What
did you in the work of God? What's the final work on the planet Earth? Whom you call him, and when you come to him, what you come for? Let me hope you still move on with that our heading. As we prepare go in the field of this world, to do God's final work on the planet Earth, which bases in Uganda, part of Africa, and we know it. It's the revival and restoration. The greatest and the last on the planet Earth, based in Uganda, part of Africa.
It's
made under God's worldwide promised call, which is on this nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as we are preparing, we're going in the fields. As we pass through our medias,
where
our physical and spiritual gifts, those given us from God,
focus of God TVs and radios,
focus of God televisions and radios,
and
pass the message of that work. It's where God bases to ask you that the one leading you home, do you call him?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
servant leading you in God's work. Whom do you call him? Mostly this final work. And when you come to him, you have come for words. Like three issues. Those we are meant to see. And we wind up the second. First we saw the reason why it's required of you. Servant lead you in God's work,
most
the final on the planet Earth, to be able to get as its reward is, as the fullness of knowledge is given. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42, he moves on to receive the disciple of Christ. They have received Christ himself. Who will come with Christ? Who will come the Father in heaven? Comes a righteous, the name of the righteous.
He
has given the reward of the righteous as it is. You will come a prophet, the name of a prophet. Given the reward like of a prophet. And you will come with an apostle, servant of the living God, in the name of that servant. They are given a reward like that. And if you understand who is he, that God is sent for you. One standing lead you in God's work. If you know him well, you can come and get
as
it was given. If it is possible, even beyond.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. You can indeed be given like that. The point we started much and we finished it, and we moved on to the second, where we know whether that servant leading you, he has this general call or a special call. If the ministers through, whether they are limited or not.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. We saw much on those given the special call. Some of those we look to Galatians chapter 2, from verse 7. In 8, when we saw example of Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul, this Apostle Peter was moved to give a special call, which was focused on the nation of Israel only. In those days, we have one called the circumcised. The Apostle Paul came to be given the call of the entire world, mostly to the Gentiles, all other nations of the world. Those were called the uncircumcised. Even to the real Israelites, those called the circumcised.
There,
where we got the example of Prophet Abraham in the Genesis chapter
12.
God put upon him call of the entire world, and he told him, within you all nations will be blessed. When we reach the Matthew chapter 1,
we
see Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. He passed the genealogy of Abraham. In there he called all nations. In the Matthew 11, 28-30, calls all who are weary and burdened, and they come see the rest of their spirits. So much on that word. When we finished, we headed on to see those servants with a special call,
whether they
have limited gifts or not. Now we headed on in the Matthew 25, verses 14 and the verse 15. And we saw gifts termed as talents. And one is given one talent, another like two, another like five, another as the ability is that they are going to be using them, gifts given them.
So now, to know
like that, those words, when you know the minister stand before us, might have unlimited gifts. Are we to believe like that? We too can be given like that. No, he is limited. He is not give us what he doesn't have. What's most important can pray for you what he does not have. According to what happened between Prophet Elijah, even Prophet Elisha, Prophet Elijah
had a single portion
of the Holy Spirit on his life.
And
Prophet Elisha requested telling him, give me the portion of the Spirit upon your life. Though you have single portion, let it be doubled
in
my way.
Yes.
I've understood they can reach the message of God.
Doesn't have asked it
from God for you.
Yes.
That's why Prophet Elijah speaks to Elijah. What you requested is not easy. If you'll see me being taken, you will be given it.
Yes,
praise Jesus man.
So
concerning gifts, we've come see many of those. And when we saw gifts termed as ministry, gifts given by God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, gifts termed as ministry.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus much. And those we saw them here in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 10 and 11. When we are told like this, let's read there, we will hear.
Abefeso esura yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Ephesians 4, from verses 8.
Kyava ayogera nti bwe yalinnya waggulu n'anyaga okunyaga n'awa abantu ebirabo olinnya olw'omwenda naye ekigambo nti naye
Abefeso
sula yakuna n'olunyiriri lwa 10
Ephesians 4 and verse 10
eyaka era ye wuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu era oyo n'awa abalala okubeera abatume n'abalala bannabbi n'abalala ababuulizi n'abalala abalunda n'abayigiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Twalaba ku birabo ebyo.
We saw of those gifts
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo by'agaba,
which the Lord Jesus Christ gave.
Ebirabo ebiyitibwa ministry,
gifts termed as ministry,
kuli abatume,
were there apostles,
abagwa mu minister, the minister,
all ministers of the heavens and earth,
abakatonda omulamu,
of the living God,
kuli bannabbi,
where they are prophets,
the minister, the
ministers of heaven and earth,
kuli abulizi b'enjiri,
where they are evangelists,
the minister, beguru
n'ensi, the ministers of heavens and earth,
eri Katonda,
unto God,
kuli
where there are pastors, them who are called ministers of the heavens and earth, unto the living God, even the teachers, those called the ministry,
and
with the purpose,
the
what we have spoken of down. As I remind you that you remember
in
those purposes,
there
is spread to wherever the church of God is in the entire world.
To
prove that we too in the gifts given by God the Father, which passed by our office,
those
some does of pieces of heaven and earth, and to God,
and
we too get of both come from ministers. Even others given gifts from the Holy Spirit, those termed as units or demonstration, and them too can get
growers
coming from the gifts of ministry.
We are
surely the ministry God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
He gave
gifts of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, those termed as ministers of God, unto heavens and earth.
And
even this responsibility down here. Let us read it.
Ephesians 4 and the
verse 12.
Olw'okuzimba abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo
mpola mpola okusookera ddala
first of all
soma
Abefeso essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
Ephesians 4 and verse 12
olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu
ekisooka mu byonna kutuukiriza abatukuvu
first of all to perfecting the holy ones
bonna bonna mu nsi yonna
of them the entire world
eggulu lyonna
even the entire heavens
kigiringa minisita oyo aweereza
understand that minister was minister
atuukiriza abatukuvu
they have perfected the holy ones
era ekyokubiri baatugamba
then the second they told us
Abefeso essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
Ephesians 4 and verse 12
olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza
omulimu ogw'okuministeringa
the work of the ministry
okuministeringa okubeera nga baminisita
to be as ministers
Abefeso essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri lwa kkumi n'abbiri
Ephesians 4 and verse 12
olw'okuzimba omulimu gwa Kristo
okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo
to edifying the body of Christ
ekkanisa
the church
abatukuvu be
his holy ones
okulabika nga bazimbibwa
to see that they are built
n'ebirabo eby'omwoyo eby'engeri zonna
different form of spiritual gifts
ebigabibwa katonda kitaffe
given by God the Father
ate n'ebyo ebigabibwa katonda omwoyo
even those given by God the Spirit
Abefeso essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
Ephesians 4 and the verse 12
olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo olw'ekkumi n'essatu okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza
bakakase nga ffenna tuli mu bumu obw'okukkiriza
we are all the unity of faith
kuva mu kweya n'okulya ekigambo kya
come from hearing the word of God
olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'essatu
the verse 13
n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda bwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo
okulabika nga tutuuka ku bukulu
to see that we reach the measure
tugamba olw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda okusooka
standing the son of God first
obutuvu ebirabo bya ministry ebivunaanyizibwako kukakasa
the gifts of ministry responsible to prove
nga mu kanisa ya Katonda yonna mugoone
ku the church of God in the heavens and earth
bamanyi omwana wa Katonda yaani
they know who the son of God is
yatandika nga kigambo
he began as the word
yafuuka ati omwana
how did he become the son
ebimukwatako ebirala bingi
all many things concerning him
okutuuka ku bukulu era
obw'okumanya
nga obwa Kristo bwe buli
knowledge as of the Christ is
Abefeso essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya
Ephesians 4 and verse 14
tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwa nga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza
okukakasa nga tukulira ddala
to prove that we be mature
nga tewakyali njiri yonna ey'obulimba
no any false gospel
etategeezebwa bulungi mu kigambo kya Katonda
proclaimed well in the word of God
era etakwatiddwa ebirago bibiri ku bina n'okuddaagulu
handled 2-4 and above commands
era etakwatiddwa nnyiriri bbiri ku nnya n'okuddaagulu
handled 2-4 and above scriptures era
okuva mu ndagaano empya n'enkadde
from the old and the new testament
nga bwe yategeeza mu Isaiah 28
as spoken in Isaiah 28
osobola okuweebwa mu
bunnabbi
oba mu kusibwako
emikono
okusabirwa mu ngeri
yonna
yesu yeebazibwe
twamala
twayolekera okulaba ebirabo
ebyomubino
by'omwoyo
katonda
kitaffe by'agaba ebiyitibwa kuba abayitibwa
b'ofiisa
ebiyitibwa
ofiisaera
ababikolamu nga babayita
b'ofiisa
yesu yeebazibwe
era
bwe twasoma mu baruumi essula eyo ey'ekkumi
n'ebbiriolwokusatu
n'olwokuna ne batugamba
bwebati
abaruumi essula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyi olwokusatu
romans chapter 12 from verse 3
kubanga njogera olw'ekisa kye nnaweebwa eri buli muntu ali mu mmwe alemenga okwerowooza okusinga bwe kimugwanira okulowooza naye okulowooza nga yeegendereza nga Katonda bwe yagabira buli muntu ekigera eky'okukkiriza olinnya olw'okuna kuba nga bwe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu naye ebitundu byonna tebirina mulimu gumu.
Tebirina office.
They do not have the same office.
You try
to correct those scriptures.
Tebirina office.
They do not have the same office.
When I
read the English, it says,
Romans 12, verse
4.
For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. Praise
Jesus much. It means if God the Father gave, they work within the office of God in the heavens and the earth. And those given them, whether apostles, those termed as officers, that officer, apostle is there, he has arrived.
Officer. Prophet,
prophet has come.
I know office.
He has an office, he works through.
Those
call yourself inspector, general prophet, no worthy to be called that.
At least
if you understood the responsibility
that
this gift God the Father gave us, those he gives up to today, gives them via the office of God, which works in the heavens and the earth. And those who work through them, those who work in the office of God, those absolutely called officers, they have a special responsibility to try to store. First of all, they handle all the characters of God. And if you are pawned,
don't
handle the character of God, you move on to be imprisoned.
You
say that gift in season like this, we here as the church, those who have gifts of office, they can pray for it and bind, imprison it, and it no more works. And you too, you'll be imprisoned. Even if it's possible you're beaten spiritually. In the time of the Old Testament, they imprisoned you physically.
Accepted
any stubbornness in the service of God. Or you claim to be a prophet. They imprisoned you or they caned you. And those,
you
are written in the Jeremiah 29, verses 26 and downwards. That word, and you wondered how possible is that? If you work by your office, those can come and bind and prison gifts never work. Maybe even ask for punishments. Those who wrongly all gifts given by the living God. And maybe, as we cannot handle it in the flesh now, commit
to
the governments of the world,
and
they have used wrongly the gifts of God, and stubborn and madness in the name of God, and some of them claim to be prophets, yet they are not.
The government
punishes them to imprison them, even to caning them. If government has not yet understood it,
as
responsible we get in the gifts of office of God, and
they
are officers, pray for those
people.
Bind them, never work if one uses them in stubbornness or they claim to be a prophet. Maybe you see that they are beaten in the spiritual world, according to that in Jeremiah.
nti Mukama akufudde kabona mu kifo kya Yekoyada kabona mubeere abaami mu nyumba ya Mukama.
Oluganda lukozesa abaami.
Luganda has used rulers.
But
let me read you in English. And you correct that word. You know, some words are understood when they are in English. When they're interpreted in Luganda, the weekend.
Jeremiah 29:26. Lord has made you priest in the place of your heart.
Mukama akufudde kabona.
The
priest.
That you should be officers.
Nti muberebo officer.
In the house of the Lord.
Munyumba ya Mukama.
Over every man that is mad.
Eri buli musajja yenna alabika ng'omulalu.
And makes himself a prophet. That he should put him in prison.
Oyo mumuteke mukomera.
And in stocks.
Era ne mumvuba. Those who work in the gifts of office. Physically they can do.
They
find you
like
the prophet of Kawala in Uganda.
I hear
the pastor of Kawala.
You do this
madness, foolishness in the name of Jesus.
And
you sell apple that you call them holy, blessed apple.
Like
the one of Mulago in Uganda. And
that
you do the piece of madness.
You
make people line up on miracles with money.
Asking
the madness in the name of Jesus.
Used
to cane you. They imprisoned you. And they took you in the stocks. And they caned you from there. Those are what I told you all. And most we shall study them. They are in the God's call into all creations. In God's call. In the gifts of God. Spiritual and the physical. And to all creations in heaven and earth. There we shall study how they appear. Now you see.
Those
come in the office at Yeshua. You are an apostle in the office of God. Pastor in the office of God. Can prison other gifts which act in madness. Others have just claimed the peer to be prophets apostles. They pray them go to imprison them. And to put some of what they have in the source of being punished. And they give you the food of tears.
It's
to say that you became.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Now when we look to those gifts, given by God the Father, because they handle these issues down, I hope you saw all of them.
Now,
I wanted to wind up of these gifts,
and
that you can again resume hear of them. And as we were told, the responsibility of gifts given by God the Father, in the office of God, those called officers of heaven and earth, they fulfill this down in all the churches. Above that we have heard,
they fail
to connect the character of the service with God. In the spiritual world, we can pray for you, the gift will be bound. Act things of madness in the name of the Lord. And you claim to appear what you are not, you impersonate yourself by characters which are worthy. For he told us that. According to Romans 12:9, that those gifts have to work like this.
Abalumi esule 12:9.
Romans 12:9.
okwagala kuberenga kwa mazima mukyawenga obubi mwegatenga n'obulungi.
Ebirabo ebyo
those gifts
zikwasaganya okulabikanga okwagala tekulimbu kuusa.
They connect, see that in love there is no hypocrisy.
Era nga mukakasa okwewala obubi.
And you prove to avoid evils.
Okwegatta na buli kirungi eky'obwakatonda.
Lead to every good thing of God.
Kugamba singa bakusiŋŋaana.
Now if they find you
nga olina obukuusa mu kwagala mu kanisa.
Hypocrisy within love of the church.
Nga weefudde omuweereza bwa Katonda.
Yet you claim to be a servant of God.
Era nga olemereddwa okukyawa obubi.
You fail to hate evil.
Awefuula omulalulalu n'okola
ebitasaana
baga nti singa olemererwa birabo ebyo olw'okuba nti biri mu ofiisi
y'obwakatonda
era okusinako ebyowulidde mu Yeremiya
esula
yabimu omwenda onyulwabi mu omukaaga tuyavunaanyizibwako okusiba ekirabo
ekyo
oba okuteeka mu kubonerezibwa ekiddako
Romans 12:10
mukwagala kw'abooluganda mwagalanenga mwekka na mwekka mu kitiibwa buli muntu agulumizenga munne.
Okwagala kuli eri
okw'abooluganda
bonna be baana ba Katonda.
No, all are the children of God.
Buli muntu aba alina okussaamu n'ekitiibwa.
Everyone has to be honoring the other.
Kati ebirabo ebyo ebiva mu ofiisi y'obwakatonda.
Those which fall in the office of God.
Abayitibwa b'ofiisa.
Those termed as officers.
Obanga batume.
Whether apostles.
Obanga bannabbi.
Whether prophets.
Obanga basomesa.
Whether teachers.
Abo bonna.
All those.
Bavunaanyizibwa okukwasisa empisa.
They are responsible to see that the character of God manifests.
Okwagala kwa Katonda kubeererawo ddala okw'abooluganda.
The love of God.
Oyo mwagalanga muganda
wo. Is in the brethren, you love that as your brother.
Wange sala osaba nti kitaffe ali mu
prayer, you pray the Father in heaven.
Nga Matayo 6:9.
As in the Matthew 6:9.
Era mwenna okukakasanga muganda wo ddala.
Prove they are your real brother.
Ntegedde ndowooza bulungi.
You understood me well.
Era nga osaamu ekitiibwa buli muntu.
You honor every person.
Singa olemererwa ng'onyooma
nyooma
n'okugereegerera ebirabo ebyo ebigwa mu ofiisi
y'obwakatonda
bayitiddwa nga b'ofiisi basobola okusaba
ekibonerezo eri
omuweereza asiwuusa
empisa
mu ofiisi yaabwe
yennyini
oba mu minisitule ebiri ebigabibwa
katonda
kigambo
mukama
waffe Yesu
Kristo
oba ebirabo ebigabibwa katonda omwoyo
given by God the Spirit, those of demonstration,
era eyitibwa unit,
those termed as units,
twasembayo okuwulira obuvunaanyizibwa bwabyo,
last had their responsibilities.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So ekyokusatu,
now the third,
in the
verse 11, Romans 12:11,
mukunyikira si mu bugayaavu abasanyufu mu mwoyo nga mubeeranga baddu ba mukama waffe.
Obutaba nnyo kugamba obutaba bagayaavu.
Never to be lazy.
Nga twenyigira mu bizinesi zitatukwata.
Involved in business which do not concern us.
Tugambye nti obutakola naye okwenyigiriza mu bitatukwata.
Not working but not involved in what never concern us.
Kubanga tuli bakaka mu mitima.
Be humbled in hearts.
N'okakasiza ddala nga tuli baweereza ba
Katonda. To prove that we are servants of God.
Era singa weebuzaabuza ng'oweereza abantu.
You begin to pray around as you serve people.
Weerabira okuweereza Katonda.
You forget to serve God.
Awonno gwe musango.
Then that is the case.
Weereza abantu mu kwagala kwa
Katonda. As you serve people in the love of them.
So si mu kwagala kwa Katonda.
It's not in the will and the love of God.
Teku kubanga onenyezibwa.
You must be rebuked.
Terezibwa.
To be corrected. Or if not that.
Ekirabo ekyo okukisiba.
That gift to imprison it.
Obolyawo n'okusabira ekibonerezo.
Have to be eri
Katonda.
Ask a punishment from the Lord.
Kubanga alina bingi.
For he has many of them.
Era omuggo gwe akubisa ogw'obumu.
His rod it strikes with the rod of unity.
Neguli ogw'ekisa.
And the one of grace.
Gwakubisa.
That's what it beats with.
Romans 12:12. Musanyukenga mukusuubira, mugumikirizenga mu bunaku.
And he says,
tuba basali,
we achieve.
Abali mu ofiisi y'obwa president y'obwa Katonda.
Office of the of God.
Officers.
The officers.
Okakasanga abantu tebagwamu suubi eri Katonda.
Prove that people do not lose hope towards God.
Suubi eri enjiri.
The hope of the gospel.
Era nga tubabe kwegamba And we
support and encourage them in the moments of tribulations.
And you're
proven to see that they are prayed for.
In
this, and they do not pay for it. That to give money to be prayed for. If someone is there found,
and
they move on to ask money to pray for people. One with gifts of the office, God will accuse them for that.
Even
to bring the testimony of the word of God. That those prayed for
not
worthy to pay money for that to be prayed for.
As was
shown in the Matthew 10, the verse 7 and the 8, that they were freely given, them to freely give. Maybe except to giving thanks, even to giving the offerings and the
tithes,
even pledges and the free will offerings.
Those
acceptable in the scriptures of God.
Someone
made people line up with different amounts of money because to pay for man
prayer. If
they are rebuked and refused, these gifts of the office, they go back and speak this to God.
And
just as you see,
in
the era of Prophet Samuel, and the king Saul,
he
is gotten mad.
Then
God told him that when I've already chased him,
and
put upon him a punishment of madness.
You
know that well. The other, the verse
13.
Romans 12 and verse 13.
Mugabirenga abatukuvu bye beetaaga. Mwanirizenga abagenyi.
And it's required of us
to
give necessity of what the holy ones need.
Prove
that no one is in need.
This
we have begun on the Acts chapter 4, verse 34 and 37. When they brought on the apostles' feet, each was given as their need was. None of them lacked those days.
Those
brought on the apostles' feet were many. Even some of the apostles who had many possessions, they tried to prove the disciples the holy ones of God. They have gotten the physical positions well. Yet first of all, they have first gotten all the spiritual. In the Acts chapter
6,
apostles had abandoned to preach the gospel.
And
the salvation began to be tired.
They
decided to choose 7 men consecrated on food.
Then
they are filled with the spirit and the faith.
And them to move
to spread the word with prayer.
Yet
in the spirit, the holy ones of God got all.
Even
the flesh, they got what they needed. Praise Jesus.
They
to welcome visitors on all their levels.
If
you find in the ministry which has segregation in the welcome,
and
an envelope cannot pass to access the pastor,
and
they are meant to be accused for that. As the gifts of office are that of God.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. And if they insist on it, go aside prayer and a punishment from the Lord. Perhaps even to block their gifts, that it never works. Romans 12 and verse 13.
Mwanirizenga abagenyi kuminanya. Musabirenga ababayiganya. Musabirenga.
And they don't accept.
This
we have to see that they look to. All this spread in all churches.
You pray for those
who persecute us. To bless them. Even to pray for them.
And
we pray a blessing.
And
we're not allowed to curse.
Therefore,
finding the person pray another a prayer.
Cursing
without any reason of God.
But when they face in their anger, they know they have an issue of Israel of God, and they have not told God His will to be done. Never to curse but to pray in the blessing and never curse. And they found they spoken of the minister, and they open their nakedness to any person, or they do upon them in a word of cursing. They have to be rebuked, even to put down all that game. Never minister, for they have a reproach. If they move on to refuse, pray for them a punishment from the Lord. Maybe even to stop their gifts. Praise Jesus much. And the verse 15, Romans still open the verse 15.
Musanyukirenga wamu nabo abasanyuka. Mukabirenga wamu nabo abakaba.
It is required of us, those of the gifts of the office, to prove that all churches, wherever they are, the living God who is in heaven, they prove to rejoice with those rejoicing in those passing problems, to prove that we support them, get out of them, to say, to weep together with them. If there is found any charge, and the pastor in there is so rich in with him self alone,
and
there are some of his congregation
who
spoken to be handled in these hands, to be a bishop towards them.
Hebrews
13:17 says, he never does his work of watchmanship, he must be accused of that case. Someone said now, all those were meant to be happening. Of course, you didn't know how they are. That's why in the world, every minister does whatever they want. Who will speak about them? Don't those who are sent in the ministry of speaking about them, even to rebuke them. If they insist on doing wrong, stand openly out, spoken in Deuteronomy, stand on this hand to cursing, this will stand on the right hand to bless.
When they
are there, if you did
things,
those who stood on the left hand and they cast you, God planted them, accepted them.
When
those who are about to manifest, the world will be amazed.
Go
speak about that man of Kawala.
If
that things of madness, he refuses.
Is
a typical mad person.
You wait.
We launch to serve in their world. You will see the living God. Go speak in His name, and you do things of madness,
then
you will go tell us, stop that person, you see. Maybe the living God, the way he belong in the world, never see him. As I said in the Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, from verses 1 to 5. For a long time, Israel did not have the living God. In that, he did not have a priest teaching, and they
were
not governing. Each did whatever they wanted. God came back to manifest in the midst of the world long back. The priest
would
teach, he became revealed long
things.
Even the laws come back as
so
you hear them. You don't just keep serving as you want yourself. Maybe we try give an example of who. Who should we give an example? The one you know who troubles the world. Give me a little time, you see what happens on that person. example.
Andy.
Andy.
Who? Kakandi.
Okay, let's wait a little. Let us wait a little. You will come and testify.
Anyone who said most people
want to speak of him openly. When
it
happened on him, you will know.
It will not take
a long time. It will prove his words as they are today.
Other
than when we launched ministry in the entire world, it will be extreme. This is going to be a sample. That you've spoken of is going to be the sample.
Amen.
That's
when the ministry will go to the entire world. God showed us many things. What shall we say? He told us the same to change the college curriculum study. They began on it.
And
here we command you change the curriculum.
Amen.
Bring you out the clips
of
what was done.
It's
not joke. We've never joked here.
Virus
is going to come spread the entire world. Now those people, what can we do? First, move on with our games.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
much.
Don't you give given by God the Father?
Those
called office of God in the midst of heaven and earth. Those termed as officers, their responsibility you hear is
to handle
character, conduct of God in all churches in the heavens and earth where they are found.
They
are responsible to imprison,
even
punish one
who
acts mad in the name of God to things unworthy. Caning them a number of
things.
This time we shall imprison them in the spiritual world.
Cane
them with the canes of the rod of God. Romans 12 and verse 16.
Mulowoozenga bumumwekana mweka. Temwegulumizanga. Naye. Mugendenga nabo abatalina bukuru. Temubanga bamagezi mu maaso gammwe mweka.
Tugambiddwa okubeera mu bumu.
Be told to be in unity.
Obuteegulumiza.
Never to lift up ourselves.
Era n'okufaayo ku bantu abali wansi.
And to mind people of the low states.
Era n'obutaba abagezi mu maaso gaffe.
Wise before our own eyes.
Kugamba olw'okubanga ekkanisa.
To say that because church.
Girimu abaweereza abatalina mpisa.
Have minister with our manners. Exalt themselves above others. Despise people of low states.
They make
their shoes and things like that.
Things
like that not in the manners of God. When God clothed flesh came on the world,
he
did tell us kiss his shoes. People who handle those manners, as they say, they are of God.
Rather
they be punished by gifts from the office. Romans 12, verse
17. Mwetegekenga ebirungi mu maaso g'abantu bonna.
Don't accept this that great person, the evil prayer they did this to us.
Find
you claim the name of God. Pray evil prayers to others. It's not right as Holy Scriptures indicate. And if you refuse,
if you
pray things worthy to happen on you,
maybe
we add each other well.
You say
no poor evil for evil. As you had the one who bounced witchcraft back to its source. To honor all the people. To reach unto them whatever they need. In the verse
18.
Romans 12 in the verse 18.
Obanga chiyinzika kuluyirwa mwe. Mutabagane n'abantu bonna.
Iranga tuka ebirabo bino ebyomu ofisi y'obwakatonda.
The gifts of the office of God.
Ebikola mugune ku
isi. Work in the heavens and the earth.
Abaitu babo ofisi.
Those termed as officers.
Banga batumwa banga banna.
The apostles, the prophets.
Buli zibanyiro banga basumba.
The evangelists to the pastors.
Abakozi ba magogo ebiringe.
Work of miracles and the many others.
Ebyo nebi age bwakatonda kitabu.
All gifts given by God the Father.
Mpaka sanga tubeera mirembe n'abantu bonna.
Proving we are with peace with all the people.
Ekiba kisoboka.
If it is possible.
Abantu babanga si batuleseeko obubuyo.
Who brought havoc on us. Not of good manner to put sounding instruments, make noise for them in the night, not to sleep. Eighth hour of the night, in the ninth hour, born again, remember to make noise for the entire village. When they remember to pray. Now in all, those are some handled by gifts from the office. Spoken most still in the Roman fellow. And the verse says 6. As it says this. Romans 12 in the verse
6. Ebirabo ebitenkanankana ng'ekisa kye twaweebwa bwe kiri oba bunnabbi.
We have prophets, those from the office of God. They are so into responsibility. Those are one you see like prophet Nathan. He who came to prophet David.
Nabi Dawudi,
Prophet David,
and the
King David of Israel, in those days, he was in the ministry. Yet Prophet Nathan, and is in the office. And when we went to Prophet David, and the King David,
he
gave to the wife of his captain,
and
committed adultery with her.
He
went to murder that captain. Still they sent Prophet Nathan, went to choose them cases.
Yes, you
have
seen.
Praise Jesus much.
The
Old Testament always worked.
In
the beginning of New Testament, they still worked. That's why Apostle Paul says
that
Demas forsook us, went with the discourse. God may he do to him what's worthy of him. And the Alexander who traveled us in the gospel.
Then
God gave him what
they
prayed for them, wild prayers. Traveled the gospel, claimed to be mad. And you know,
Ananias
and Sapphira, they acted mad. In the Acts chapter 5. And
we
have prayed what was worthy for them.
And
no person therefore realized God again.
Those
worked, but today where are they?
birina kudda mulembe omupya ogulina okumanya katonda
ate
mu nsi
yonnaensonga
nti kwe kuyitibwa kwa katonda
kwazze
asuubiza amawanga
gonnakuli
ku ggwanga erya
uganda
era nga gwe mulimu gwa katonda okusema okusemazinga
w'ensiokusinira
mu uganda ekkula
lyaffeeyitibwa
livaivuokubizibu obujja
okukyasinza
era okusembayousemazinga
w'ensiokusinira
mu uganda ekkula
lyaffeetuwogera
ku livaivu n'okuddizibwa
obujjawabeerawo
emisingi egyavaawo
n'ebyazikabikomezibwawo
era ebimu ku byo byebino by'owulira
tukugambye
ogwoyogeddeko yagenda okubeera
sampo
kirungi okuba ne sampo.
It is good to have a sample.
Ate kirungi neetakulirako.
And it is good. It never works on you.
Weetandikira ku.
If it begins from you.
Oyinza okyevumanga Ananias ne
Safira. You can regret it as Ananias and Sapphira.
Baasibira mu kugeye
nakyo. In hell.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Abaluumi essula 12 n'olunyolo 7.
Romans 12 and verse 7.
Oba kuweereza. Tunyigirenga mu kuweereza kwaffe.
Ba ministers.
Ministers.
Accountant baani bigwa mu ebyo.
Those calling and in that.
Abaluumi 12:7.
Romans 12 verse 7.
Oba ayigiriza. Anyikirenga mu kuyigiriza kwe.
Era kitaffe agaba ekirabo
kituukuyigiriza. Even the Father gives the gifts of teaching.
Baluumi 12:8.
Romans 12 verse 8.
Oba abuulirira mu kubuulirira kwe.
Oba olina ekirabo eky'okubuulirira.
If you have the gift of counseling.
Bibeera mu office.
They are in the office.
Era nammwe mumanyi.
You too, you know.
Okubuulirira bwe kubeera.
How counseling is.
Oba kye tuyita exhortation.
Exhortation.
Okwasaganya mpisa ez'obwakatonda n'embeera
zonna
n'ebyo ebitateredde bulungi yatwakusomerako temiseewo n'etito baalagibwa okusigalayo eri bategeke ebibadde bitategeddwa
bulungi
olw'ekirabo
eky'obwoffiisi
ey'obwakatonda mu
nsi.
Abaluumi essula 12:8.
Romans 12 and verse 8.
Agabenga awatali bukuusa. Afuga.
Bw'oba olina ekirabo eky'okugaba.
If you have a gift of giving.
Asitwa ogaba ebigabibwa.
As long as you give what is giveable.
Si buli kimu ky'olina ku gwe.
Not everything you have on yourself.
Tokigaba.
That you give it.
Waliwo abalina ebirabo by'okugabira abalala
ebyo bye beetaaga naye
si mu ebyo eby'obitundu by'omubiri
gwo
wogeddwako ebyo katonda byakwadde ng'osobola obitoola
n'okikwasa naye
bwe batusa kijjako
n'okikwasa
okigaba mu bigabibwa nga weetegeeza okuba n'ekirabo
eky'okugaba.
Abaluumi essula 12:8.
Romans 12 and verse 8.
Afuga afugenga n'okunyiikira.
Tubeeramu n'ebirabo by'obukulembeze.
Gift of leadership.
Ebyo bigwa mu nsi n'eno.
Those people in the world and here.
Mu kanisa.
In the church.
Abaluumi essula 12:8.
Romans 12 verses 8.
Asasira asasirenga n'essanyu.
Tubeera n'ebirabo eby'ekisa
by'okusasira.
Ng'oli wadde ffenna tulina ekisa kubanga bano babibunya mu kanisa
yonna.
Ne bano baba batusukkako buli tuba tuggwamu okusasira bakuza
bujja. Bo
ebirabo byabwe tebimala gazikiramu
ebyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bwe twali tusoma.
And when we started.
Mbakolize ekisooka ekisula ey'12.
The first Corinthians chapter 12. 28.
Ayongera okutegeeza ku birabo Katonda kiraffe byagala.
Who can tell us gifts God the Father gives?
Mbakolize ekisula 12.
First Corinthians 12 verse 28.
Abakolize ekisula 12:28.
First Corinthians 12 verse 28.
Era Katonda yassaawo mu kkanisa abalala okusooka batume.
Ne Katonda kitaffe yagaba abatume.
Even God the Father gave apostles.
Abali mu ofiisi y'obwa Katonda.
Those in the office of God.
Okuru ne kunsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Era tumanyi ng'eri mu ggulu.
And we know that in heaven.
Ne bamaleka bakwasa empisa.
Angels who are responsible to handle matters of conduct and character.
Gamalaika Michael.
Like Angel Michael. And those of fire, even Abaddon, those of the chains. Even there we are there.
Idimu God is calling.
Mukuitiwa kwa mukama.
And the gifts. Both spirit and natural.
Nebirabo ebiomo yo nebiomo mwiri.
Mubutuonde
po namu guru nekunsi.
We
shall study them there.
Wanutuwale sichaku. We can try to put together to be a mother, to be a master.
Yeah, we just want to tell you of the minister stand before you.
Whom
do you call him? When you come to him, what you come for? And when we reached here,
so
he has the general call, the special call. And if that gives,
has
limited gifts, or he can be given as God wants. That's what reached us here where we are. Already summarized gifts given by God in the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and even those terms of ministry, even their responsibilities.
Began
to see gifts given by God in the Father,
those
as office of God. Those who work in them are called officers.
There
are different forms of gifts. Different responsibilities we saw.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
Those
gifts, move on, see them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, as we told like this.
1
Corinthians 12, verse 28.
Abokusatu bayigiriza.
Katonda kitaffe agaba abatume.
God the Father gives apostles.
N'agaba bannabbi nga bwe twalabye okusooka.
Prophets as we saw initially.
N'abasomesa
gyebali. Teachers are there.
These
are gifts of office.
Newankubadde ng'era twali mu ministry gy'ebiri.
Even in the ministry they are there.
Bakolinsa kisoke sura ya 12 nyirwa 28.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 28.
Nate ebyamagero.
Naye agaba ebirabo ebyokukola ebyamagero.
This gift of working of miracles.
Nate ebirabo ebyokuwonyanga.
Ebirabo ebyokuwonya.
Gifts of healing.
Abayimbi. Abafuga. Abayimbi. Abafuga. Abogezi b'ennimi.
Administrators, we saw you give them in the world and in the church. Those who led the musicians.
Those
ashes in the ministry. Leadership is given. Those who speak tongues. Helpers. We saw them given. Administrators.
We know gifts
holy in the administration in the world and in the church in the various kinds of tongues.
But
that is how we saw gifts given by God the Father, those which work in the office of God in the heavens and the earth. In those gifts, all together they are termed as officers, those of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus mind. We headed on to gifts given by the Holy Spirit, those known as the demonstration, go to demonstrate and exhibit, those termed as units.
No.
Those we join and unite us in all churches. And as we saw, concerning those gifts and their responsibilities, we were told, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 4, and we were told like this,
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya 10 na bino olinyorwokona.
First Corinthians 12 in the verse 4.
Ne waliwo enjawulo ezebirabo nayo moyo alyomu.
Waliwo enjawulo ezebirabo.
The diversities of gifts.
Wabulo moyo mutuku byasigala omuyabi naye agazi ebibi.
Spirit remained one who giveth them.
Ero kusinina kunyola omusaba.
And according to verse 7.
Namoto ategezibwa.
In that we are told.
Ebirabo moyo mutuku.
If given by the Holy Spirit.
Ayaba ageze kulabisa buko emirimu
ki. He's going to manifest his works.
Okuyita mwaba abiwereddwa.
Those whom he given them.
Bakolinso ekisooka isula ya 10 na bino olinyolwa omusanvu.
First Corinthians 12 and verse 7.
Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulagibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
Buli muntu aweebwa.
Every person is given.
Olabisibwa kw'omwoyo.
Manifestation of the Spirit.
Olw'okugasa.
For profiting.
Lwabeerinnya eryo.
That's where came at the name.
Ebirabo byaga biyitibwa ebyokwolesa.
Gifts he gives they are called those to demonstrate.
Olw'okumanifestinga.
They are to manifesting and demonstrating.
Emirimu gy'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The works of the Holy Spirit.
Ekyo twakikakasa.
And that we proved it.
Twali mu Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri.
And in the First Corinthians chapter 2.
Olunyi olw'okuna n'olw'okutaano.
The verses 4 and 5.
Twagamba bwetu.
When we are told like this.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ya 10 n'olunyi olw'okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda wabula mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Okubuulira kw'ekkanisa.
The preaching in the church.
Ebirabo bino ebigwa mu kwolesa.
These gifts which fall into manifestation.
Ebiyitibwa unity.
And those termed as units.
Olw'obumu obw'omwoyo obutukuvu.
The unity of the Holy Spirit.
Bivunaanyizibwa kugabirwa okwolesa.
They are there to manifest and demonstrate.
Omwoyo n'amaanyi.
The spirit and power.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era bivunaanyizibwa.
And they are responsible.
Okugenda okukakasa mu kanisa zonna ezaakatonda mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
In all churches of God in the heavens and the earth.
Nga babalira ddala ebibala eby'omwoyo.
And the bearer in the spirit of fruits.
Era nga batambulira mu byo.
And they move within them.
Era nga bakolera mu byo.
And they walk within them.
Ebitwala ba Magalatia.
Those we saw in Galatians.
Sura y'okutaano.
Chapter 5.
Nga tugamba bwetu.
As we told like this.
Abagalatia esula y'okutaano. N'olunyiriri.
Galatians chapter 5. In the verses 22.
Abagalatia esula y'okutaano n'olunyiriri wabiri mu bbiri.
Galatians 5 verse 22.
Naye ebibala eby'omwoyo kwe kwagala.
Okusookera ddala.
First of all,
abalina ebirabo bino eby'okwolesa.
Those with gifts of manifestation.
Ebiyitibwa unity.
Those termed as units.
Okugamba nti okugattaganya ebirabo ebigabibwa Katonda Kitaffe.
Unite up gifts given by God the Father.
Ne Katonda Kigambo kwe tumanyi ng'omwana.
God the Word whom we know as the Son.
Kama abo Yesu
Kristo. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Balina nabo obuvunaanyizibwa obukakasa nga bitambulira mu kwagala.
Have the responsibility they move by love.
Okwagala okutuukiridde obulungi.
Love which is perfected very well.
Okunyonyolwako mu Bakolinso 17.
That explains the First Corinthians 13.
Okulimu obugumiikiriza n'ebirala bingi.
There is patience in many others.
Era oyo nga ye Katonda.
And that is God.
Ekyokulala.
The other.
Abagalatiya essula ey'okutaano. N'olunyi lwabiri mu bbiri.
Galatians 5 verse 22.
Okusanyuka.
Balina okukakasa ng'ekkanisa.
They have to prove that the church.
Etambulira mu ssanyu ery'omwana Katonda.
In the joy of God.
Okutuukiriza Zabbuli eyatano mu emu.
To fulfill Psalms 51. The verse 12.
Mukama onzirize essanyu ery'obulokozi.
God restore the joy of salvation.
Era onyweze n'omwoyo w'eddembe.
Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Birabo ebyolesa emirimu gy'omwoyo omutukuvu.
These are gifts to demonstrate the works of the Holy Spirit.
Muli amagezi okutegeera.
Where there is wisdom or understanding.
Muli amagero n'ebiringa.
Miracles and many others.
Okukakasa ng'essanyu eryo liberawo.
To prove that that joy prevails.
Era ng'abaana ba Katonda.
That the children of God.
Kusina ku Zabbuli 5 mu emu 12.
God to Psalms 51 verse 12.
Balale essanyu ery'obulokozi.
They see the joy of salvation.
Iranga banyezimu moyo wedde.
They sustain with the spirit of liberty.
Kutukirize chikindwa cha ministry. Yamu kama wapi
Yesu. Purpose of the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
Yaitira munga agamba Matayo.
The path through say in Matthew.
Isulili ya kumine.
Matthew chapter 11.
Kuna napaka sa
28 to 30.
Yaita bonaba kwa inabecho weredwa.
Hold all who are wearing and burdens.
Barabe chumro chemeo ja.
They see the rest of their spirit.
Sobali mo kutega nizibwa.
They do not be in the toils.
Icho kusatu.
The parts.
Abagalatia sura ya 5 n'olunyi lwabiri mu bbiri.
Galatians 5 verse 22.
Emirembe.
Okukakasanga emirembe gibeerawo.
To prove that peace prevails.
Ebirabo bino ebya unity.
These gifts of unity.
Ebiyitibwa eby'omwolesa.
Those called of the manifestation. that of the Holy Spirit which he gives, prove that peace in the church, they flow and they can reach into the world.
This
is the peace of the living God. Them to run quick to come to him. Galatians 5:22.
Proving
that all servants of God and the children of God, they learn to be patient,
who
are waiting for God to stand still to see the salvation of God. Galatians 5:22.
We are seeing here gentleness.
Gentleness. To be people who are gentle. And
they're
decent with order.
A
church is not of confusion.
As the 1
Corinthians 14. 33 and the verse 40. Our God is not of confusion. But it's of peace and order in all his churches. All things
be
done decent and in order. And they are decent.
And
they are in order.
Not as confusions
you've been in as churches at perverted.
So
some of the responsibilities of the gifts of manifestation termed as
unit
was given by the Holy Spirit to prove that we move by gentleness and we don't have confusions.
Then
we do things that are decent.
And
they are decent and in order.
Not
as confusions have been in the churches of God, in the different synagogues. As this one is preaching, another is singing, another speaks tongues, another sound machines. Confusion is not worthy.
Galatians 5 verse 22. Obulungi.
Now to appear that in charge can do things done in heaven, to see, to manifest the goodness, the goodness of God, to fulfill Matthew chapter 6, the verses 9 to 11.
What's
done in the heavens is done on earth. All the synagogues and their so good, the ministers and the servants of God,
the
character and everything concerning goodness, though they reach their home,
reach
there and approve indeed, these are children of heaven. The gospel alone is full of goodness. It is filled of soul, that of the word of God, in the progress of knowledge,
and
smells just as you hear now. Is it there?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
As
you cook a sweet food with sauce, we too in the Amos
8,
10 and 12,
we have cooked,
food is not my fasting, the famine of the words.
The
food filled the goodness of God in the words. Progress of knowledge smelling. In the every place the goodness. Maybe even to connect still. Galatians 5:22. Faith these gifts,
we
need to manifest the faith spoken of Romans 10:17. Come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
This
connecting scriptures and understanding them well, and they draw all other gifts, those in the ministry, in the office, even all the church of God,
enter
the faith and the belief of scriptures of truth, and they do not stagger, go to stories of words,
Because
the Spirit gathered scriptures.
Isaiah
34:16 and the 17. Them a line and where they end.
That
not subtracting, adding them.
They
either to twist to changing the meaning. Verse
23.
Galatians 5:23. To have meekness and humility. Yes. Lifting yourself in manners not right.
But
to see every child of God head on in the heavens to be with all who come from all nations because of victory. They learn to be meek and humbled. When
they
reach the heavens, all our manners will have to be the same. Means all churches in the world have to have manners which are uniform.
It's
responsible to spread that responsibility to the church of God. Galatians 5 verse
23.
We call self-control.
Able
control yourself, not eating things of pride. Not pick up beyond scriptures. Not do things beyond scriptures. That's
where
you should get self-control. Where there are those, there are no laws. That's why in the heavens there are no laws.
When
they are perfected, are they going to steal? Stop on what?
So even now
all those what we looked in the Ephesians 4 be told some of the things to be handled. These gifts given by the Holy Spirit, those termed as manifestation, or those termed as units, those profited the entire church in the grace of the unity of the Holy Spirit. That prayer we pray it every day. We
say
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, all brothers in the heavens and the earth. Is it not that?
And if you know we to be saying by the ceiling.
Gifts they end up in the ceiling. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Other gifts to give of the ministry. In the love of God.
The
gifts in the office. And the grace of the Holy Spirit. Gifts in the unit. Let's read the Corinthians, we see that.
Second
Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14.
Ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. N'okwagala kwa Katonda n'okussa ekimu okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu bibeerenga nammwe mwenna.
Amina.
Amen.
Kimanyi amina okukota eri.
Maybe yours, you don't have amen. You will restore it back.
Father, tutabule.
You don't want to trouble us. Let me read in English.
Verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God.
And
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. These gifts were given like this in this verse.
It's the
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
the
gifts of ministry and their responsibility. Given by God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we speak in the love of God,
gifts
given by God the Father, which work in the office of God. They are called officers. And their responsibilities. Send the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Or the unity of the Holy Spirit. Speak of gifts given by the Holy Spirit. And their responsibilities. That be rich on all. Thus all and all the brethren. And
we
attach on amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
now we were still finishing Ephesians chapter 4. And we move on to be proven. Of gifts stamped as units of manifestation. Those given by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Nga munyikira okwekuumanga obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe.
Tunyikira okukuma omu obw'omwoyo.
And don't keep the unity of the Spirit.
Siwa n'emirembe giri gye twalabye mu bibalabye.
His be so in his probes.
Wagalati yesu leo kutano lwabi mwe bino
lwabi mwesa. Galatians 5:22-23. Those gifts will no longer be responsible for that.
Can live in
churches elsewhere in different places.
And
our work in our gospel, we have to preach it.
This,
I want no one has confusions with another.
At least
demonstrate the power of God in all
forms.
Till all those who are divided and they are united. That's why you two have been able to be one here. Yes. You know how you thought to be having issues with your brethren.
This is
get a rat, dog, and cat, and
the
snake, tie them in one sack, and they are within it. And this is the cat, snake, and rats, and they became children of God. Wonder those were like lizards and the rats and the dogs, the rabbits. The low
part
how can they all be now children of God? We are one. That there are those gifts which can come from gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ephesians 4 and verse
3.
Nga munyikira okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusiibwa n'emirembe. Olunyo olwokuna, omubiri guli gumu.
To prove all of us in the heavens and
earth
are one body of Christ.
Because
we must prove them things in heavens and earth. They are within Jesus. And all us
is
the vine, we are branches.
No bear
fruit to remain in the Christ. Be thrown in hell. Wait for judgment in the lake of fire. Ephesians 4 and verse 4.
No moyo omu.
Prove
the Spirit is that one of God the Father,
and
of God the Word the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 and verse 4.
Iranga namwe bwe mwayitibwa mukusubira okumu.
And we prove everywhere. We are called in the one hope. Our home is heaven. We are getting back there.
So to have a
confusion that purgatory.
That
first go to the graves. No.
Proving
hope is one heaven and not the grave. Not purgatory. Not forever in the paradise of God on earth.
sikubeera mu Yerusalemu ekipya ekiri mu North America.
New Jerusalem found in North America. They said they're going to be building it there.
Ebyo byonna byonna tusuubira ebyasuubirira mu ggulu.
Cast aside hope is one in heaven. The Philippians very friendly, that's why he says, for our home is in heaven.
Ephesians chapter 4
verses 5.
Mukama wafu umu.
Ukakasanga teriba Yesu bangi.
Proving there are not many Jesus.
Wanga mukama wafu Yesu aliyo.
Our Lord Jesus is one.
Ephesians 4 verse
5.
Ukukiriza kumu.
Ukukiriza kumu.
It's one faith.
Rumi munana.
Romans 10 verse
17.
Cometh from hearing the word of God. Not want any other story.
Ephesians 4 verse 5.
Ephesians 4 verses 5.
Ukubatiza kumu.
Ukubatiza kumu.
Baptism is one.
Kwa kunyika.
It's of immersion.
Umaji agakurukuta.
In the waters flowing.
Nanga bayingira muri nyira yakita.
In the name of the Father.
Mwana no moyo
mutukufu. The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Kama Mathayo 28.
As Matthew 28. Verse 18 and 19 tells us. Take the example of our Lord in the Matthew chapter 3, verse 15 to 16, in the river Jordan.
Ephesians 4, verses
6.
Katonda omu, kitaye wa bonna, afuga byonna, ayita mu byonna.
Prove
that God the Father is one.
They told us
our Lord the Spirit is one. The Spirit is one. The Holy Spirit.
And
this fullness of it is.
It's
not Holy Ghost and the others. Our Lord Jesus is one.
So siba Christa
not many Christ.
I don't know
God the Father is one.
So siba chita
not any many others, fathers of the Spirit.
Even not
all those we saw there.
So we punish
that is a responsibility. Gifts given by the Holy Spirit. Those standards you would meet. Those we shall study of the other day. In the first Corinthians chapter 12,
when
the Spirit gave those gifts in the verse 8 saying,
First Corinthians
12 in the verse 8.
Kubanga umulala.
We shall see those with the word of wisdom. And how those appear? And you know that this one. For all of us. English, I see the word of understanding. Wisdom. Word of wisdom. Verse
8. First
Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 8.
No mulala. Awe we chigambo echo kutegiranga.
Another is the gift of wisdom.
The spirit of the word of wisdom.
O moyo w'ekigambo ky'amagezi. Indeed, as you know, in Jeremiah 8, verse 8 to 9, other wisdom except the word of God. He proved that is the wisdom.
Try to
see the destroyed wisdom of that of Satan. I'll come explain briefly of them on the other day. Those given gift of knowledge. You have the gift of knowledge. We are all going to get the full knowledge.
How
to prove you have the gift of knowledge. When
the First
Corinthians 13 says that they reveal all secrets. You can reveal secrets and mystery. Those are what they say with knowledge. Connecting to Hosea 4 seeds, God
repaid
the Spirit for lacking knowledge.
Proverbs
9:18, without revelations, God's people are
destroyed.
You can reveal the secrets. Those have gifts of knowledge. many others we shall see them. I see you are tired. God bless you. Thank you for coming.